Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Pinkerton Album. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the captivating and ever-changing world of Wikipedia, exploring articles that spark curiosity and invite dialogue. I'm your host, Alloy, ready to embark on today's journey into the realm of music with a closer look at Weezer's iconic album, Pinkerton. Before we unpack the album's nuances and its lasting impact, imagine this. It's the mid-90s, an age of evolving musical tastes. Alternative rock is gaining momentum, and fans are eagerly awaiting Weezer's follow-up to their self-titled debut, commonly known as the Blue Album. Enter Pinkerton. Released in September 1996, Pinkerton initially faced mixed reviews and confusion from fans and critics alike. Fast forward a couple of decades, and it's hailed as a defining moment in the emo genre. This brings us to a pivotal question. What changed? How did an album initially perceived as a commercial disappointment evolve into a cherished work of art? Let's explore these intriguing dynamics. Pinkerton diverges from the polished sound of its predecessor, diving into raw and confessional themes. It's named after an opera character, B.F. Pinkerton, from Puccini's Madama Butterfly. The character, known for his careless behavior, sets the stage for Rivers Cuomo, Weezer's frontman, to express vulnerability and personal turmoil through the album's lyrics. One fascinating aspect is the way Cuomo's personal life interweaves with the album's content. While attending Harvard, he pens songs that reflect a struggle with fame, identity, and longing. Here's a thought-provoking question for you, listeners. Can the real-life experiences of an artist deeply alter your perception of their work? Consider how understanding Cuomo's mindset during the writing of Pinkerton might shift your interpretation of its tracks. Tracks like Tired of Sex, El Scorcho, and Across the Sea are tinged with introspection, exploring themes of loneliness, frustration, and the longing for connection. This authenticity resonated with a generation of listeners who found solace in the band's raw expression. As the album aged, its confessional style gained wider appreciation, framing Cuomo as a precursor to the emotionally candid lyricists that would follow. Interestingly, Pinkerton coincided with a significant transition in the music industry. Digitization was on the horizon, and Napster would soon reshape musical access and distribution. Can we consider how the delayed recognition of Pinkerton might parallel the shifts in how we consume music today? In an era of unprecedented access to diverse musical catalogs, could there be modern Pinkertons awaiting rediscovery? The evolution of Pinkerton from critically mixed to a cult classic also sparks debate on the mechanisms of how cultural artifacts gain or lose favor over time. Often, it's the authenticity and relatability that anchor an album, which raises yet another question. What elements of a musical piece determine its cultural longevity? Turning our attention to the real-life anecdotes that underscore the personal nature of Pinkerton, we find stories of how fans connected with the album on profound levels. These narratives reveal how music can serve as a deeply personal yet shared experience. How does music mark the soundtracks of our lives as a backdrop to our formative moments? Share your thoughts and reflections on this with friends or fellow music enthusiasts, perhaps over a quiet evening or a spontaneous debate about your favorite albums. But let's not forget the broader societal implications. The way Pinkerton was initially critiqued and then fermented to become a cult classic questions what might we be missing today that could be culturally defining in years to come. Keep an open mind and ask yourself, are you listening with foresight, embracing the unconventional? Before we end today's episode, remember that Pinkerton isn't just an album. It's a narrative, a journey from misunderstanding to acceptance, mirroring many aspects of our own societal changes. As technology rapidly evolves, reshaping how we create and interact with music, albums like Pinkerton remind us of the importance of patience and the potential for reevaluation. The call to action today is simple, yet profound. Delve deeper into albums and works of art that challenge your initial perceptions. explore the stories behind them, and think about how they might relate to broader societal shifts. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. May your curiosity continue to lead you down fascinating paths of discovery, one Wikipedia article at a time. Till next time, keep questioning and exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Pinkerton, Album. Thanks for listening. See you next time.